Here's something we hope you really like.
You're listening to
Creating Daily.
There's something wrong with you. You know that?
Because you and I are like a mullet. Sid is the business, so he's the front part of the haircut, and then I'm the party in the back.
I think they're hilarious.
Speaks to me. It's like he's saying what I'm thinking.
All right, what is up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of Creating Daily. I'm your host, Billy Thorpe, and today is Money Monday, and I got my friend Monty Weaver coming on in just a few minutes to talk about live selling. Now, you might be like, what the heck is that? How do I get signed up? All those fun things. We're going to talk about all that stuff and probably more because Monty and I both really like to make money with our content and talk about how to and brainstorm and all this kind of fun stuff. So we're going to be bringing him on, and he is an incredible guy, live streamer, YouTuber, I think maybe even starting a podcast that's in the rumor mill. I think I got that right, but we'll check in with him in just a few minutes and bring him on the show. But as always, I got a couple of fun little segments, and so here's the first one.
What? It's tool time with Creating Daily.
All right, so today's tool that I'm going to share with you, because I got tool time as a little segment here, is Hello Audio. So if you are a podcaster and you're looking for a unique way to connect with your audience, or maybe you want to sell additional membership style content and you're not really sure where to host that content, I want to recommend that you go check out Hello Audio. I've been using it for quite some time. I actually ran a sponsorship workshop, audio only sponsorship workshop, that I used to have available on Hello Audio. And then over the last couple of weeks, launched another podcast for my fishing show that is locked behind closed doors, and Hello Audio is the host of those audio files. And it's pretty cool because we have it all hosted on that platform. We can still get the analytics. We can still see who's listening and all that kind of stuff. We can manage subscriptions if we desire to do that. But how we use it is we just use the embed code and embed it on our membership website. So that is really cool. So we have video through a Vimeo Pro account, and then we also have Hello Audio for the audio portion. Now, one of the really cool things about this platform is if you wanted to, you can just deliver that content right to your listener's phone, and it's still a private feed. So when they subscribe to your platform, there's different ways to set it up, or your membership, then you can deliver that content right to their phone on their podcast player that they're already listening on. So if that's Apple or Spotify or wherever, you can do that. So really, really powerful platform. And there's a plethora of other things. They actually have a podcast. You should go check it out. Now, anyway, you can go to creatingdaily.live and go to, I think it's like gear and recommendations or something up in the navigation bar, top navigation bar. Check it out. I do have an affiliate link. So if you do decide to do it, I get a little kickback off of it. So yeah, there you go. That's it. All right, moving on.
Creator highlights.
No cooking necessary, no assembly required.
It's got to be funky.
All right, today's creator highlight is brought to you by my friends over at OneSheet.pro. Go check out OneSheet. It's basically like a media kit, press kit on crack. Well, they probably wouldn't want me saying that, but it is. It's amazing, and they have built a really cool platform, working on some new features. Just talked to one of the owners this morning. But right now they do have a pro directory where you can be discovered, and you can discover others if you're looking for guests for your show or you want to be a guest on other people's show. Go set up a OneSheet Pro account. Has an auto affiliate program. Also, you can sign up for that. So when you share, people click on it, they go to the bottom, they buy, they get a OneSheet subscription, you get a commission on that as well. And then also, it's a really cool ranking system. So the more you share your profile, the more you rise up in the directory. So as that directory grows, the more you share, the more you get shown, the more it elevates you and all that kind of fun stuff. So today's creator highlight goes to my friend John Pica. He is the podcast host of Back of the Cereal Box. So if you think about a group of friends in their pajamas on a Saturday morning, eating a bowl of cereal, discussing pop culture, then you've thought about Back at the Cereal Box. And John is an incredible creator. He's been a podcast host since I think podcasting started, or shortly after, I think like 05 or something. He's an actor, he's a singer, he's an events coordinator. He is a magician. Like, he is just a plethora of things. I hope to have him on the show sometime in the near future. But go check out Back of the Cereal Box. There we go. I'll get it right. A super entertaining show. It's a live show that they repurposed to a podcast. So be sure to go check that out and support some of these creators that I mentioned on the show. All right. Now, as always, I'm going to shut up. I'm going to bring my friend Monty Weaver on, and we're going to dive into what in the heck is live selling, why it's important, and why you should be paying attention. Monty, what's up, my man? How are you?
What's going on, Billy? I am on Billy's podcast, man. The world is perfect.
Well, I don't know about perfect, but it sure is fun, man. And so, by the way, I want to remind people too, Monty, before we jump in, if you're listening and you want to ask a question, we are going to have a little Q&A session. So be sure to hit Q colon, ask your question. If you're watching over on YouTube, if you're watching over on Bullhorn, they actually have a little question section, which I'll show you right now. If you don't know where it's at, they have questions, they have a chat, and they have a call in. So if you want to call into the show, you can do that as well. But anyway, enough of that stuff, Monty. What the heck, dude, is live selling? Can you answer that for us?
Yeah, live selling is essentially showing up on a digital platform. And right now, video is the hot one to do it on. And you literally provide value to an audience and you show them what products that you have and how they can actually purchase that in real time. So almost think QVC, HSN, how we've seen that on TV. Now we're actually seeing that on digital platforms like the Amazons, the Facebooks, and some other platforms. Large, big box stores are even beginning to tap into this aspect of selling live to their consumers.
Yeah, so they're I think this is an interesting thing, and I'm a little bit familiar. I do not as much as I should be doing, so shame on me. But I do think it's interesting that people can get on their camera, on their phone, essentially, like that's how easy it is, with their headphones on, and say, oh, hey, check out these AirPods, blah, 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 blah. Here's a purchase link, and people purchase them. So some people, you know, when I tell people about live selling, they go, man, that's kind of like a little corny. Like, are you like, hey, Billy Thorpe here with the thing? But there's really creative ways to do it, man. So I know you've done it in a pretty creative way, not just the old seller. So
yeah,
what's some of your strategies when it comes to like presenting? Because I think that might be a question people go like, nah, I'm done. I'm hitting the stop button on this show.
Yeah. If I was just jumping into live selling, I would probably think that. But actually being in the space, you understand that there's more to it than just, okay, just, hey, go buy this product because it's great and it comes in all these colors. So when I got started on YouTube, Billy, YouTube was a platform where you create videos and you literally would explain to people how to use things or how things just worked. And people get a lot of value in it. And they end up going to buy the recommendations or what you're featuring on those videos. And so that's the same way that I think about live shopping is I'm literally doing the exact same thing, is just showing people value on different products that I own. And I talk about use cases where it's not so much go buy this right now because it's on sale, but here's an item that you guys might find value from. And if you do, this is how you can purchase it. So the creator economy that we're now all a part of, that allows us to have some freedom on how we're explaining different products. So I think of it as another way of delivering value to an audience, just an aspect of they can actually purchase it immediately versus, hey, go click on a link in my bio or description and then going to a site to purchase it. If you want it, you can actually get it right now in real time.
So man, I love that you said something that, and this is how I kind of, because when I first heard about, and we'll just talk about like Amazon, for instance, when I heard about Amazon Live, the influencer program, one, I'm like, ugh, throw up in my mouth. But then when I like really saw what was going on, it is more of that recommendation revenue, same as affiliate marketing, which is what you're talking about on YouTube. It's like, hey, go click this, now go click this, now go click that, versus, hey, just click this one link that's under my picture and buy. Mm-hmm. So, like, what is it safe to say that like Amazon and some of these other big box stores are trying to, I mean, was their idea, and I know you've been in this Amazon program for a while, so maybe you can speak to it, but was it like, hey, why are we sending people to YouTube to learn about our products and then come over here and buy? Like, let's just create a YouTube for our own store. Is that what they're doing?
Yeah, I think a lot of these companies are seeing what this word influencer can really mean. And I think the word influencer now is not becoming as one of those negative words as much as it was before, because it was more so, hey, this person, they're going to wear this outfit, you know, they're getting paid and they're just going to make sure they get sales based off of this. Where now it's, how can we get everyday people to talk about the things they actually like? So if we can get the everyday person to show up on live camera and talk about these things, their audience is probably going to be more inclined to actually go and purchase it rather than we just we just take the traffic from all these other sources, like a YouTube or a Facebook or a Twitter, go click the link, where live shopping allows people to like really engage in that conversation as well. So I think the big box stores have understood how they can actually use consumers, their own clients, and even their own employees to show up on social media and present the different products that they have to offer in a way that's not as salesy as it used to be. Now, there are some people that make it salesy, but the ones that love to engage with their audience and build community around showing the value of the things that they're talking about, I think that's what the companies that are having the early success are really tapping into.
Yeah, man, I think, you know, one thing that you said there that I think people should really highlight when you think about live selling, it is not, hey, this company just sent me a bunch of stuff and wants me to promote it or because I have a lot of followers. But it literally is the stuff around your house. And this is what really kind of confuses me, man, because I'm really like this niche podcaster who's really built a brand of like saltwater fishing on the coast of North Carolina with my partner. And then all of a sudden, I discover Amazon Live and I'm like curious. I'm in your Facebook group and I'm like, all right, so what can I, you know, like I just talk about products. I just talk about microphones and lights and cameras. And you guys are like, nah, man, you can talk about anything. And I'm like, this doesn't make sense to me. Like, how am I going to build this audience? But the truth is I don't even need an audience to make money. Right. I make money every day with no audience and very little amounts of work. So let's dive into that, man. I guess Amazon Live might be the platform we talk about the most since it's one that we're both familiar with. But if you know of others you want to share, sure. But kind of walk us through that. Like, because it's a brain, I mean, it messes my brain up to think, like, I can talk about anything.
Yeah, it's weird. Yeah. Maybe towards the end, we get everybody listening all the way through. I'll put out some other platforms that are on the rise that I think people should pay attention to. But yeah, no audience needed. And I think when I got started creating content, that was one of the things that you had to do was build an audience, because you can't sell anything if you have nobody to sell it to. So you had to spend all this time trying to curate an audience. How do I get them to show up? How do I get consistent in showing up? What will attract them to show up? And then once they actually show up, how can I deliver value? Do I need to go live for hours a day? Do I need to just do a social media post? Where with live selling, the customers are literally on their platforms. And so we would talk about Amazon Live and Amazon in general. How often are we on the Amazon platform buying something? I know I'm literally on it right now. I'm looking for something to go along with this tripod that I just ordered from Amazon 2 days ago. So I'm already in the buyer mode. And when you go to these platforms and you scroll and you happen to see someone talking about the very thing that you're interested in buying, it allows you to interact with that person and say, hey, is this a good product? Rather than even having to scroll all the way down to the review section, or maybe you did see a review that you don't quite have a full understanding of what that product can do. You can literally ask the person, hey, can this do this? Does it work with this? And they can interact right back with you and help that purchasing decision. So it's really beneficial for a brand to have someone that knows about their product and say, yeah, you can use it with this. Oh, no, don't use it with that. That's not going to be compatible. Here's another recommendation. And you have no audience. And then all of a sudden you have an audience because the platform is bringing someone to make a decision. And it's pretty amazing to see this shift in how you can show up on social media literally with no subscribers, no followers, and make money from it, talking about the things that you already like talking about anyway and the things you already use. Pretty cool concept and what we're moving into.
Yeah, man. And it's almost one of those things where I'm like, gosh, this is too good to be true. And like when you and Chris Giles and a couple other guys were, you know, like sharing and saying, hey, here's what we're doing on Amazon Live, I was just blown, and I still am, dude. I still am every day. It's one of my morning routines as I'm having my coffee, instead of reading the paper, I'm checking some analytics and checking Amazon. And, you know, every day my partner and I, my buddy and I who are partnered on Amazon are like, this is insane, man. We're like literally making money every day. And so on the Amazon platform, there's a like probably two or three different monetization strategies that I can think about. But before I jump into that, this, how long can we expect this kind of stuff to happen? You think these companies are doing this forever, or what's the history of live selling?
Yeah, that's interesting. We've seen live streaming, or live selling rather, for a long time on TV. HSN and QVC, those are the two power players, and they have not gone away. And as we see the bigger companies, I think they are going to be the ones that really help drive this for a long, long time. That we've seen the evolution of social media as it was more so just posting with text and just images. And then when live streaming really came about in 2016 is really when I tapped into live streaming on social media. We didn't even really see what it was possible, what was capable of doing. And now more so we can see, okay, not only are the consumers tapping into live streamings, but businesses are bringing it into their infrastructure. And so I think it will be here for a while. Because when you have a platform like Amazon, or I'll let one slip out the bag right now, like a Walmart that we know name recognition wise are bringing in live video into their platforms, they're not going to invest a whole bunch of money to not see a return on that.
Yeah.
And if they do start to see a return on that, they're definitely going to continue to tap into it. Because I even think now, Billy, like me and my wife, we buy our food online and like have it delivered to the house. Versus going to the store. And I used to work in a grocery store for 6 years. So it's not nothing for me to go walk into a grocery store. Yeah. But we're just seeing things just change, and being able to make a decision based off someone you trust, essentially, because that's what these influencers are. They're not just influencers now, but they're also community leaders. And if you trust the person that is recommending a product to you, then you're probably going to make that decision faster. And that is something that companies all want is speed. You know, Amazon Prime, like I look for products. Hey, how fast can this get to my doorstep as well? Yeah. So I think it'll be here for a little while.
Yeah, man. I love that. You kind of brought that all together, because it's not just like shopping online or selling online, but it's everyday life. It's like, man, it's the convenience of that. And I think that also plays into the convenience of me learning, like, I don't have to go watch 20 YouTube videos and ask questions in the comments and wait and do all that. And I'm not poo-pooing on that, because I've learned a lot from YouTube. I mean, I go to YouTube University every day and learn something new and inquire in the comments. But definitely when it comes around to products, especially if you're an expert in, anything, dude. I'm thinking like from a microphone to a cheese grater, like you could literally get on there. And so for some of you all who are creators, you might podcast, you might live stream, you know, or whatever, or you might work at a grocery store, but you might really love cooking and have all these cooking utensils and all these roasters and all this stuff. I don't know anything about cooking, so I should have picked a different topic, but you can literally bring those products on and say, hey, check this out. Here's what this does. Here's how this works. Here's what I like. Here's what I don't like, and give those honest, feedback, honest reviews. And the longevity, man, like this has been going on in different countries for a hot minute. Like, like whole streets of people, right?
Overseas, man, this is huge. I mean, there's stories of people literally bringing in $1 million in their live streams and generated revenue. And if you have someone that's capable of showing up on camera and talking about your product, you know, if you're a brand and you have someone talking about your product and they're generating that amount of volume, I mean, that's like we've never seen. You're not going to do that just, you know, doing a recorded video. But when all the friends start to gather around and like, hey, everybody starts to share, everybody starts to tweet, you create this buzz in real time. And like you said, Bill, it's live shopping and live selling has been a thing overseas, and it's starting to really make its way here in the U.S.
Yeah, man, I think it's a cool opportunity for creators, and especially multi-hyphen creators. Like you're a YouTuber, your podcast, you're launching a podcast. I said it, but are you working on it?
I'm working on it, Billy. I'm working on it. It's having friends like you that make us make these type of decisions about launching podcasts.
It's just another avenue, another stream of revenue, stream out. So, all right, man. So we've kind of talked a little bit about the, being a creator, and you can go live and you can sell. So I bet some people are probably going, all right, that's great. Where do I go? How do I sign up? What do I need? Do I need 1 million followers? So let's walk through that process a little bit of like, and we can stick with Amazon and then we can talk about others. But right now I think I'm the most familiar with Amazon. So maybe I can inquire about it a little bit better. So how do we get started?
Yeah, so with Amazon, Amazon has an influencer program. Literally, if you Google Amazon influencer program, it'll walk you to their website and you submit for that process. Now, they do actually require you to have some following on another platform. So that could be Instagram, that could be Twitter, YouTube. So a following around 2,000 people is kind of what they're looking for. And once you get approved, that's pretty much the approval process right there, is to have a following on another platform. Once you get approved, then you're accepted in and you can begin to talk about the things you love. So, you know, in my world, I like to talk about tech products. There's people that are in the community that I have about Amazon Live. They're, like you said, Billy, they're chefs, they're cooks. We have people that are gym enthusiasts. So you have all types of people, and it's one of the easiest platforms to go live on and begin to generate money. And then you also have these other platforms that are popping up, a lot of apps that are dedicated to live shopping, and they actually require no prior approval. So you literally put in your name and your address and what do you want to talk about, what industry you're in. And they actually curate products from different brands to have you talk about on their particular platform. So there's different live shopping apps. And what I like to tell people is sometimes we overlook things that are right in front of us. And we might know Amazon as the big dog in live shopping or just online shopping in general, but there are other smaller platforms that are doing the exact same thing. And so there's a lot of opportunity to begin to get into this specific part of the content creator economy.
Yeah, man. I think that's huge. Well, for me too, because I slept on Amazon Live for like 6 months. And then you guys kept posting some numbers and I'm like, God, is this real? Like, are these guys bull crapping me? And then I started making products. And so, you know, part of Amazon Live is one, you have the live show. So that's one aspect of it, of actually going live. And then you have shoppable videos. So let's dive into that, man. What's your shoppable video strategy on Amazon?
Yeah, so shoppable videos are interesting because you ever go down Amazon and you look for more information to make a decision, right? So we look at our 5-star reviews or the 1-star review, but then there's also videos on Amazon, and these can be really quick videos, like 30 seconds, or these can be 20-minute videos. And essentially, they're talking about the product that we're looking to purchase. And so as a content creator, as an Amazon Live influencer, you can create these videos on the website as well. And so they can be very beneficial to the buyer. And if your video is part of the reason they are making this decision to make the purchase, that's another way for you to earn commission. I like the fact too, Billy, that it gives you a branding on the most powerful shopping platform in the world. So if someone sees your face, a lot of the time when they're making a decision around a particular industry, you're automatically like the industry expert, even though you're just talking about things that you love. Like, I'm not a mic expert. Like, audio is not my best knowledge aspect. I like the video side. But if I talked about all the microphones that are on my shelf and you go to make a purchase decision, you see my face all over the place talking about microphones, then you're going to recognize me not only on Amazon, but you may even go to other platforms and like, who is this Monty Weaver guy? Maybe he knows a little bit something that I may want to follow him on other platforms and see what else he has to offer.
Yeah, man, that's a good point. It's like, this is an audience growth opportunity as much as it is a financial growth opportunity. And we've seen that too, man. Just like the little bit that we've done is like, oh, you know, like, cool. Now we're networked, and then we're networked with other creators, and now we're doing brand deals with people because of those creators. I mean, not to, you know, myself and Monty set me up with a brand, and we did a brand deal with them. It's pretty one of the biggest audio companies on the planet, which is super dope. So that's, you know, a huge opportunity as well. So we have live video, we have shoppable videos, and guys, listen, there's strategies to all these things. Okay. There's strategies to doing it the right way and really, you know, leveling up and building the momentum. We're just kind of touching this very surface of it. And Monty, I know you got a great community of people that you're helping kind of walk through this, which we can talk about in a little bit. Don't let me forget. I said that to say, don't let me forget, because I definitely want to talk about it. But then the other aspect of it is the brand deals, which I think is where you crush it all three of these, but you've really crushed it with brand deals. So tell me about that monetization opportunity.
Yeah, so with live selling, one of the things I didn't know was how big of an opportunity it was to collaborate with the companies that I was talking about. Now, I thought it would might be a possibility, but anytime you're on the forefront of something, you don't really know everything. You can't tell the whole story before it happens. And what would begin to happen, Billy, are companies would see me talking about their products. And what was even cooler was other companies, their competitors would see me talking about their products. And so they would reach out and say, hey, can you talk about our products? Can you talk about it for an hour? Can you talk about multiple products? So I've had all types of companies reach out to like dog leashes to fish tank stuff. And I don't even know what some of these products do. So I don't work with every brand and company, but they see that there's not a lot of people showing up on live talking about their products. So they're looking for anybody. And that's why I say the opportunity is really there. But there's a lot of companies that I do want to talk about their products. And so when those companies reach out, that brand deal collaboration makes a lot more sense for my personal brand because I'm able to not only show up on a live selling platform and talk about them, but I'm also able to use their products in my business outside of the live selling. I'm able to talk about on other social platforms. And if they really want to get behind and make it a true brand sponsorship where they're financially being a part of it, it allows me to up the production value of the deliverable. So maybe I am able to post on Instagram and Twitter and let my other platforms know that I'm going to be showing up on a specific platform, and they begin to get even a bigger reach. And because that community influencer, that tribe leader aspect I was talking about before, if they see me using a certain product, then chances are my community is going to start to use that product, not because they saw me even on the live selling, but maybe they just saw the Instagram post and they were intrigued by that. So the brand collaboration, can start off as live selling, but it can really open up the doors to some bigger collaborations, especially people that are trying to grow their personal brands.
Yeah, man, I think this is so key and it's so true. And I know somebody at a really big corporation that has it's one of those conglomerations where they own multiple brands. And so I reached out just to talk to them about the Amazon Live Creator Program. One, they had no idea about it, so it was kind of a cool opportunity for me to educate them. But then two, I was curious because I'm like, what's the longevity? I spend my time doing this. Can I count on this for a long time? And so I said, hey, what's the likelihood that you guys just hire a 5-person team to build a studio and do this? And they're like, never, dude. Like, we're not in the media business. And so right in that moment, I was like, all right, cool. This is an opportunity for creator. Like, this is a real money-making opportunity. And I know, and you know too, from reaching out to brands for different projects and podcasts and live shows and all this stuff. It's a hard job. It's a hard job to reach out, introduce yourself, build value, all that stuff. But now you have this ginormous, or I should say multiple ginormous platforms who are saying, hey, creator, we love what you do. Here you go. Log in, go live, share what you love. And then these brands recognize you and call you, which once again blows my mind that this even ha- I blows my mind that I wake up, like once a week with somebody in my DMs or inbox saying, hey, we saw some of your stuff online. Like, we want to send you some product. And
Yeah.
similar to you, some of that product, I'm like, heck yeah. And some of it, I'm like, no, that, like, I don't even want to, I don't know. That's going to take up too much space in my house or whatever. But dude, it's a real money making opportunity. And so it just blows my mind. So Monty, we've talked about kind of doing the live shoppables, having that live engagement interaction, making that right now decision pitch versus, YouTube, like, hey, let me ask some questions or whatever. So the buyer's hot, you sell it, they click on the thing, they buy it, you get a commission. We've talked about shoppable videos where you just make the video, people can find it, watch it, find it on the product page. And by the way, with Amazon, you don't just get paid for the product you post, but you get paid for products within that category if they watch your video and then shop around a little bit. So keep that in mind too. I've seen some crazy stuff get purchased in the same category. I'm like, I don't even know what that is.
Same here. Like, I didn't even talk about that, but I got paid to talk about something else. Okay, cool. I'll take it.
And I've done like a weird variety of stuff from like this Shure microphone to like my kid's bounce house. Like, I think I paid that bounce house off already. Like, if I was trying to pay it off, I paid it off. Like, I made that much money off that bounce house. And then And then we talked about brand sponsorship deals. Is there any other way to monetize these that I haven't, that you haven't let the cat out of the bag in my ear yet? If I missed something?
I think you hit on it all, but I think the brand sponsorship is so multifaceted where you can take that even a step deeper and even be a brand ambassador for a company.
Oh,
so
gotcha.
We have our, like a traditional brand sponsorship, right? Where we might show up and talk about a product on 3 live streams and, you know, feature them and highlight them. But there's also this other level where you can really be the brand ambassador, and maybe you're the ambassador for 6 months or a year. And not only do you show up on a live selling platform, but you show up everywhere you typically show up as that brand ambassador. So we're looking at microphones now. We've both worked with microphone companies, so it's the easiest example. You know, I would show up like on your podcast, being a brand ambassador for a particular microphone. I would go do my own weekly show using the same microphone. I would have product placement in the background of that microphone of that company. And so that collaboration is even more of an exclusivity offer where you can charge more because if you're only talking about the one brand, it denies you from talking about other brands. And so it allows you to, you know, capitalize even more so. And it all started with the fact that in my case, they saw me talking about a different product altogether. So it goes from, okay, live selling, this person can show up on camera, talk to an audience. Maybe they have good lighting, good cameras, good microphones. So they actually have a professionalism about them. So these things allow you to really dive deeper into what the monetization part can really look like for you. So yeah, you're going to make money from the affiliate commission and the shoppable videos and actually the products from the brand themselves. You know, you can resell those and make your money back if you're no longer going to use a product after a certain amount of time.
Well,
but then,
good, yeah.
Yeah, how can I got so many things to sell, Belly. But how can you also just go deeper and say, hey, brand, I love you guys so much. I want to be an ambassador for your product. I want to go to a trade show and go live from a trade show because we have the knowledge and the skill set to show up on live. So, you know, live selling is live selling, but you, that means you also just know how to show up on live video, which is a big deal. And like you mentioned, Billy, some companies don't want to invest in an on-air talent. They don't know how to do that. And so that's an opportunity for content creators to step in and offer this as an additional service and really be able to tap into monetizing, again, their personal brand.
Yeah, man. Dude, so many ideas right there that you just unpacked. I'm like, oh, yeah, I forgot. Like, you can sell your talent. You can go to that trade show. You can go, hey, let's do a special event. Hey, let's interview everybody on your product team about a certain product. You know, like, what? I mean, you could do so many things as a content creator to create that content. And then the beauty of it is you still own that content. You can repurpose it and you can put it on your YouTube channel that now will drive revenue eventually for some of us. Eventually for me. I'm just looking at myself. I know your YouTube channel crushes. But
real quick story on that, Billy, is I worked with a brand and they reached out to me. They wanted me to talk about their live streaming software because I talk a lot about live streaming and different platforms. And when they reached out, they actually wanted me to do one video for them on my YouTube channel. And I didn't want to really do the video because it was just one video and I just knew my schedule. So I offered to do multiple videos for them and I offered to do it on their platform, but what they wanted me to do was on my platform. And so I was like, well, that's going to cost a little bit more if I do it on my platform. So there are brands that are really, once they see you online on these digital platforms, you can structure deals in your favor. And you can also, like, when you talk, I do the same thing, Billy. Every time I'm talking to somebody, it's like, man, here's an idea of how we can structure a deal as the content creator. Because you can structure a deal where you show up on their platform. We've seen people go live on Amazon on the brand's channel, not just their personal channel, because maybe you don't get the qualifications to be the influencer. But you can actually work with the company, go live on their brand page as their brand spokesman. So that's another opportunity for people that say, oh, I don't qualify. Well, if you really love the brand, hey, brand, I'm great online. Here's some of the work I've done in the past. I would love to go live on your Amazon page and talk about your products. There's so many ways to really tap into this.
Dude, that is a great idea, because I have a lot of people that reach out to me about Amazon Live, and they're like, yeah, you know, I try to sign up, I just don't have the followers, I guess I'm going to go build my followership, and then I'll come back. And I just got something to recommend to them. Like, hey, reach out to those brands directly, or create a couple of live streams about their products and then share it with them and say, hey, I'd love to do this more, and do it on your page, or do it on your Amazon page, or do it on your Facebook group, or your YouTube channel. Like, dude, that is a killer idea, you know, because this is what we want to do. I mean, I don't know about you. I love products. I use products, and it's just another excuse for me to hit the go live button and show up and do what I like doing, like being a nerd and talking and being on camera and, you know, whatever. Maybe I'm narcissistic. I like looking at myself. I don't know. You know, it's a good time. And so this is another way to be able to express ourselves as a creator. That's, dude, that is a killer takeaway. I got to remember to clip that for our takeaways at the end of the week. So
you can have it, Billy. Never say I didn't give you anything.
Dude, you've helped me a lot, man, and you know, I'll kind of sing your praises for a minute, but there was a brand I wanted to work with for a long time. Never in a million years thought I would ever work with this company, and then I was talking to Monty about it, and I said, man, I really, you know, some of my top selling products are from this brand, and he goes, oh, I know the lady. Let me send an email. So you got us connected, did a brand deal, and you know, we're looking forward to doing some more stuff with those guys as well, and I think that is the power of what we're doing and building a great community and a community of creators. So man, that gears me up. It tees me up to knock it over to you to say, hey, tell us about your creator community. How can people get involved? Because we are literally scratching the surface of all this stuff and strategies and tips and tricks and all that kind of stuff. But I know you coach people on this, and you have a community where you're sharing a lot of this. So please take a few minutes and tell us about it.
Yeah, appreciate it, Billy. Yeah, so Blueprint Influencers, that's the name of the community I've created, really to share with people what I've learned and what I've been able to help other people do to monetize their digital content by working with brands and sponsors. Because I got started in July 2020 was my first brand deal, and I didn't really think of it as a brand deal. I just thought a company wanted to send me some gear, and I just create a video. And then I've learned over the course of these last couple of years what that really is, what I'm really actually doing on behalf of the brand. And so really leaning into that and sharing with people how to get started, you know, whether you have no audience, and we've talked about different ways to do that on here on the podcast. If you have no audience, or maybe you have a few thousand people and you didn't even really think that brand deals was a thing that you could do because you had to be a celebrity status. Well, that's not the case, because they need to create content, and the brands don't necessarily know how to create content. Pictures, videos, and especially going live talking about their own products and services. So that community is geared around how to monetize what it is that you're doing on different platforms. I know, Billy, you help a lot of people monetize with podcasts. And so, you know, I'm glad you're part of that community as well, to really focus in on, hey, this is what it looks like to monetize on this particular platform. Yeah. And that community is like really growing. So I'm excited to really have people be able to collaborate with brands that they really want to work with, and being able to collaborate with those brands, get paid to do it, and really generate additional revenue stream from it, because that is, there's so much margin in working with a brand sponsor. You know, I just leave people with this one thing. If you work with a brand sponsor, it allows you to outsource a lot of the tasks that you don't need to do as creators, as people that work in your businesses. If you work with a brand, you can actually produce more, offsetting the cost of video editing, a VA for social media posting, reaching out for other collaboration products. So there's a lot that you can do by tapping into that brand deals and sponsorships. And you're not creating more work for yourself. You're definitely being able to get a lot of your time back. And so, yeah, that's what we do over there in the Blueprint Influencers community. And I'm excited as everybody's really tapping into that.
Yeah, man, I love what you're doing over there. And I think, you know, you and I run around the same circles and try to help as many people as possible. And that's what it is, too. It's like getting in this community. And it's more than just like, hey, let me teach you how to do something. But it's, let me get around other creators. And it's kind of like, and I know you know this because you're a YouTuber. You know, it's like Mr. Beast, for instance. Like, you know, Jimmy Donaldson and his four or five buddies got together really early on, and they're like, okay, let's go out and try different stuff and come back and report to each other. And now he's the number one YouTuber in 2021. And so it's that type of community to say, and Monty and I do this all the time. We swap notes all the time to say, hey, what, you know, what's working for you? What's not? Blah, blah, blah. You know, here's a brand deal. Here might be a sponsor for you. You know, how do you start a podcast? How do you start, you know, live stream? What software are you using? Now, not everyone gets into that inner circle, but, you know, once you're there, you're there. And I know you take care of your community, Monty, just like that. And people sing your praises all day on different platforms I'm on with creators saying how, you know, their life is being changed because of the information that you're giving them. And you're the one taking the crap on the face. Like you're running, you're running first, the forerunner. And, you know, you're the one hitting all the briars and the bushes, smacking you in the face and cutting them down on your way through. So,
yeah, definitely learn a lot trying to, you know, quote unquote trailblaze and be out there in the forefront. But, you know, as you do learn a lot more. So it definitely prevents people from having to go through certain things. And, you know, I thought like sending an email to a major company on behalf of someone else. And they were just like, yeah, we'll work with these creators. Like it's that easy. And I'm just like, it can be if you're part of the right communities. And I think that's one thing you do really well too, Billy, is like once people are in your ecosystem, you really want to see them win. And being able to send an email on behalf of, you know, someone that says, hey, I think this would be a good fit. You know, this person is in this industry. Your products and services are in the same industry. Hey, brand, I think this would be a good fit for some type of collaboration, for this person to represent you on a platform that you're not being represented on, or you're not being there. Diversity is a big thing, Billy. Like there are some platforms where people just aren't being showcased. And so if there's someone that can fill that void and it makes sense, then these brands that are really seeing what digital influence really looks like, what content creation really looks like, they're more willing to explore ideas and possibilities. And that's something else we can position to the brand is, hey, I have an idea. Would you guys just like to try this idea and let's just see what happens? And that's kind of one of the avenues I've gone in as well. That's worked pretty well.
Yeah, man. I think that's a great strategy. And here's the thing, when someone makes a recommendation to me from someone else in that, you know, like say, hey, I can't help you, but here's this person I recommend. And that person crushes it and knocks it out of the park for whatever my project is. Then I value the person who recommended them just as much, if not more, than the person themselves that did the project and crushed it. And I think that's the leverage that you have when you have this community of creators that you're around, when you're, you know, and it might, you know, it's a paid community. I know your community is a paid community, but it, one, that kind of filter, it's, you know, I won't get into paid community versus non, but that is a filter itself of quality and all of the stuff.
when you have the email addresses of the brands in there, it was like, yeah, I had to put a pay gate on that one because, you know, you can't have everybody going to email and all the, because, you know, there's definitely a level of knowledge and capabilities that you have to be at to work with the brand. You can't just show up in your bedroom with the messy clothes behind you and go live and think that, you know, that brand is going to respect what you're capable of doing. You may well be, but hey, we might need to learn a couple things to position ourselves better. And so, you know, definitely having context from so many different industries, like I said, brands I've worked with and brands I haven't worked with, and being in other communities, I believe every coach needs a coach. So I actually have invested in two coaches. I'm actually going to go through my own intensive with a coach that's been on the brand side and the influencer side in a couple of weeks. So there's a lot of knowledge that's going to be filtered inside of that. And definitely have to have people respect the creator economy for what it is and what I definitely see where it's going.
Yeah, man, absolutely. Lots of opportunities out there. Monty, man, crushes it as always. You just bring the gems, the gold, all the value. So I really appreciate you. And I need to have you on the show more often. I'm gonna keep Mondays open to do Money Mondays just to help content creators make money, because this is what we you know, want to do essentially. Not everybody wants to make money, you know, creating content, but the right people will watch these episodes and take this value and run with it, and it'll be life changing for them. And so appreciate you being a voice in the creator community, man. And I'm going to put all those links to Monty's stuff in the bottom. But before I jump off of here, is there anything else that you want to share? I didn't set you up. And as always, I don't know if you guys can hear my 3-year-old, but he has to be a part of the live show every day.
Well, I'll share this. Since we brought up the kids, you know, I I think the kids are definitely going to be paying attention to this as well. And if you have family, figure out a way to incorporate them into what you're doing. You know, if that's something you're comfortable with. Literally had a picture of my daughter rocking some headphones, and the brand loved it. And I go to their Instagram page today, and literally I see cats wearing their equipment and using the boxes of the, you know, we use equipment through the box with the little cat in it. And so the creativity is something that brands are paying attention to as well, because they don't know how to do this on their own. They know what they do. And so if we can bring that element to it, it's definitely something that you can take advantage of by, you know, we're creating the content anyway, might as well get paid for it. So something that might seem funny and silly and fun, those things work on social media, and you can sell that same thing to a brand. So pretty interesting what you can do nowadays.
Yeah, man, it's amazing. And a lot of times it's from this device right here, like your phone.
Exactly.
Like you don't, you know, Monty and I, we nerd out. We got all this gear, cameras, lights, all this fun stuff. And sure, that brings the production value up. Maybe that's a conversation piece to say, hey, I need to charge a little bit more than X. But to get started, like, you literally just need your phone. And so, Monty, we could jump into that in another episode, because that's a whole another 45 minutes of talking about that. But, man, I appreciate you so much, man. Appreciate the friendship and the collaboration. And thanks for coming on the show.
I appreciate you having me, Billy. This is awesome. I was on the number one podcast in my world.
I don't know about that. We'll see. It's going to continue to grow. So I appreciate you, Monty. Thanks for jumping in. All right, everybody, thank you so much for watching. Be sure to hit the subscribe button if you're on YouTube. We are just on YouTube and Bullhorn, so if you're hearing this, you're probably watching on YouTube or Bullhorn. And be sure to follow Monty. I'm going to put all the information there in the show notes. I get his website in there already, so you can check that out and check out his Blueprint community as well, man. Super good, great group of people over there that are looking to help each other go to the next level, so go be a part of that. And then also join me tomorrow. I'm going to be back at 2 p.m. Eastern time, and I'm going to have podcaster Aaron Mikado on to talk about overcoming creative mental block. He was actually scheduled a couple weeks ago, but my wife had a haircut that went for like hours and hours. I kind of forgot. Well, I was like, why did we reschedule? But that's why. But he's going to be back on tomorrow to share some really good stuff with us about how to overcome this creative mental block, because if we want to create content like Monty and I are talking about for brands, for ourselves, you know, whatever that looks like, podcasting and live streaming, you know, writing a book, writing a blog, we got to figure out how do we push through when we don't feel inspired. And so Aaron's going to come on and share some of his tips and tricks with us. But once again, hit that subscribe button, hit that follow button. But most of all, just share this with another creator who needs inspiration or entertainment, and just to let them know, like, hey, there's people out there who are building this amazing community of creators, and they want to help us go to the next level. And so that's what Creating Daily is all about. Until tomorrow, 2 p.m. Eastern time, go hit that record button, go create something great. We'll talk to you soon.